The following program is sponsored by James Fried.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Fried on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Fried, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we've got a great show for you today. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in to our new podcast format. You can watch live on either Facebook or Twitter. The Twitter broadcast is on at Jim Fried. The Facebook is on Jim Fried's Facebook page. And I'm getting the thumbs up. You can also obviously hear us every day at noon on a rebroadcast. Every Wednesday is a new show. We've got a tremendous show for you today. Yesterday, I went out and saw Nikki Fried, the Secretary of the Commissioner of Agriculture. We talked about, she talked a lot about hemp and the new opportunities in hemp. And I thought it'd be great to get our old friend Derek Thomas, head marketing guy at Veritas, to come back and talk to us about the new things in CBD and their full spectrum hemp products and all the great things that they're doing to lead the market in CBD purity and products. We're also going to have our friends from the Faith Group. We're going to talk to Roland and Jacob about their new concepts in affordable housing, specifically how they can deliver projects in a faster format with better pricing for their development team. And it's really a great way to address affordable housing. Doing it faster always saves money. So let's get rolling. We're going to go to a quick break and then we'll be right back. We're going to talk about CBD and affordable housing today on Fried on Business. All right, if you want to go in the fast lane, make sure you get your car from Warren Henry. That's right, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar down here in South Florida. Up in Gainesville, they've got Audi. Down in the Keys, they've got a store that sells all the great nameplates. What do they have in common? Well, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry advantage. That means you get complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, guaranteed repurchase offer, the best value guarantee, and my favorite, the 72-hour exchange. You can take 3 full days to make certain that you enjoy and love your Warren Henry vehicle. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Ugly.
Stupid.
Dweeb.
Useless. Weird.
Slow.
Things that should never be said.
Shut it down.
We are all beautiful.
We are strong.
We are powerful.
Be loud.
Be proud.
We have the power to put an end to bullying.
So go ahead. Be you. Be bold.
Be different.
Be brave.
Choose to stand up against bullies.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
Hey, everybody, remember to give me a call at 305-773-6300 or hit me at Jim at Fried on Business if you need some help with your real estate. I've got clients all over the country that work with me to solve their real estate issues. I've got one client needs to close his bridge loan by year end. I'm going to do that. Only 6 weeks left, only really 3 weeks left if you count the holidays. Got another client that wants to close on their investment condo, need to do it in 2 weeks. They said, Jim, can you help? I said, for sure. They said, we may need another week. I said, I know the developer. I'll get it for you. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. If you got a real estate issue, I can help with capital. I can help you solve it with the business plan and urban land. I'm the expert. 305-773-6300 gets me, Jim Fried. Why call me? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Fried on Business.
To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody, we're back, and we're going to do the Freed on Weed stuff up front this time. We've got Derek Thomas. He's not the football player from Kansas City. He's the head of marketing for Veritas Farms, the Veritas Farms. They're, I could say, our regular guest on the show now. Veritas is all over the country. Derek is going to tell us about where they're at geographically and where they're at in the business cycle. Derek, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be here. And now I can say it's great to be back.
Yeah, that's exactly that's right. Awesome. That's exactly right. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you. Great to be back. Great to be here and great to be back.
Now, tell me a little bit about what's going on with Veritas and your new products. You brought me a little sample case here. What do we got?
I did. We have a lot going on. You know, we actually just launched our new brand, Veritas Beauty, in New York about 2 weeks ago. An amazing private dinner, an amazing new beauty line that we're launching. Four SKUs, all made with our premium full-spectrum hemp oil right from our farm. So brand new category, brand new class, brand new products. We're really, really excited about it.
What does it mean, broad-spectrum hemp oil? That's a new term to me.
Great question. So there's essentially three different types of what everyone is referring to as CBD oil. There's three different kinds. There's what's called full-spectrum hemp oil, broad-spectrum hemp oil, and then CBD isolate. So... what we do is full-spectrum hemp oil. So in cannabis, you have a number of cannabinoids. THC is the most well-known one. CBD is now kind of the second most well-known one. But there's over 100. And they're all very beneficial. They're all very impactful. So full-spectrum hemp oil is when your products contain all those cannabinoids, not just CBD.
You know, that's really terrific. I know that when I dose myself with THC, I always make sure I have some CBD in there too. Yeah. From my medical, just so that it works better. And I always thought that's what happened. Why would that be?
That's exactly right. And what that's due to an effect called the entourage effect. And that's a real scientific term. There's been a number of studies out of Canada, Europe, Israel that kind of corroborate this term. And what it means is when you have all those cannabinoids present, they amplify the effects of each other. So they're more beneficial, they're stronger, they last longer. And essentially, full spectrum hemp oil is more than just CBD. That's what we like to say.
You know, now, we all know that Vivian, my wife, has been recovering from a kidney transplant. We've cleared her to be able to use CBD oil. I had her up at the Broward Hospital just this week where she met with the head of integrative medicine over there. And he specifically prescribed a new type of CBD oil to me that was based out of a company in Tampa. I looked it up and basically the first thing I looked for was the certificate of purity and the fact that it didn't have any pesticides. When I found that, then I felt a little more comfortable. Is that the way people should look when they're doing research on whether or not CBD is right for them?
It is. That's the best first step. Talk to your healthcare provider, do your own research. And of course, if you end up going with any CBD provider, you want to look for the certificate of analysis. You want to look for pesticides, biocontaminants, solvents. And of course, you want to make sure that the potency is what it says that it's supposed to be.
Oh, yeah. The other thing is you want to make sure it's, like you said, pure. No mites, no fungus, that kind of stuff. And I know that when people go out into these warehouses, that sometimes if it's not stored right, that can happen, especially here in Florida, where I'm not even sure that they have the right strains yet for the way that the humidity is.
That's absolutely right. And the other two key things about COAs and testing and transparency, not only is it the storage, but it's also the way you grow the plant, because hemp is a sponge and it pulls everything out of the soil. So if you have any bad contaminants in that soil, it's going to come out in the hemp, it's going to end up in the oil. So it's about the way you grow it, where you grow it, how you store it. The other really important thing is you don't just want to look for a COA. You want to look for a COA that is correlated to the lot number of that product. Yes. And that's the only way you can know that COA is for that product, or else it might be from 2 years ago, from a different product, from a different batch.
So I can do that with yours. The way I did it on this was I just hit it with my phone and the phone just took me there from a QR code. How do you do yours?
That's exactly what we do as well. And what we're about to launch is a step above that. So what we're about to launch, you will use the QR code on our products. It will take you right to our COA index. You will type in the lot number of that product and it will pull up the COA for that lot number from our third party farm.
You know, the most important thing about all this CBD stuff is that you have this continuous care of the plant from the place that it's grown to where it's been manufactured to how it gets distributed. Now, let's talk about your packaging for a minute, because I know some of the packaging can come and it can be in plastic. Why would that be bad, and how is yours different?
Well, you're right. You know, plastic is always a concern. It's a concern from a sustainability and an environmental standpoint. There's always the concern of different, microplastics leaching out into products. And that's a concern across the board with any consumer packaged good, with any health product. Now, what Veritas does is all of our internal products, we use glass. So if you're taking our tincture, for example, that comes in glass. Some of our products do come in plastic. And ultimately, you know, businesses have to make the best decision they can at the time that they're making them. We are excited to say that we are transitioning to sustainable bioplastic and glass for our full collection somewhere around the first quarter of next year.
I got to just ask, how about a hemp-based canister? Are you working on that? You've got to be working on a hemp-based canister. You'd be leading the market, and that'd be like fabulous.
I can't come here and give all my secrets.
Oh gosh. Okay. So at least I know what I'm talking about, sort of. That's tremendous. So let's talk about some of the products. What are some of the new products since you were on the show last time?
Well, I just mentioned we launched Veritas Beauty, which is four products in the premium beauty space. It is a cucumber eye cream, a hyaluronic moisturizing day cream,
I'm still doing the electronic get-together here.
So we have our hyaluronic day cream, we have a cucumber eye cream, we have a rejuvenating night cream, and we have a mattifying blemish cream. And that's just for Veritas Beauty. We're also in the midst of launching our pet line. Now, I can't say the name of it yet, but I can share that we're launching a full-spectrum hemp oil pet line. It's going to be about 12 products. There's going to be ingestibles, there's going to be topicals, there's a paw rub, there's chewables for hips and joints and for calm and relaxation.
Hold on. Paw rub?
There is a paw and nose rescue rub. Yes.
What does that do?
Well, you know, sometimes puppies and cats, their noses get very dry and raw. Their paws get very dry and raw. So we've created a beautiful, essentially a salve or a balm for animals that's going to help, you know, with any paw irritation, with any nose irritation. So really, really, really cool, well thought out product lines.
How totally cool. I got to just ask you because I'm one of them. How about for men?
It's interesting that you ask. We are exploring men's products. And sometime early next year, we may be coming out with a men's line. It's something that we're looking at.
Oh, you've got to, man. Yeah. I've been using Kiehl's for years. I'd love to go walk over to you guys. It'd be awesome.
We know all the metrosexuals in South Florida would love it. So
hey, now I'm yeah, exactly.
I'll throw myself in there too.
Thank you for not leaving me hanging on that. So, you know, everybody comes in. They talk about CBD this, CBD that. You walk into the to the muffin store and they have a muffin with CBD. What's the problem with all that?
Yeah, you know, we're not that upset about the trend that's happening because ultimately it's bringing consumer awareness, which ultimately leads to education, which is the most important thing. So however, you know, it's getting out there, there's some benefit to that, at least in spreading the word. The issue that arises when you look at baked goods, pizzas, and things like that, this is a healthcare product. It's great for inflammation. It's great for blood pressure. It's great for pain and anxiety. And we're putting it into products that counteract everything that it's supposed to do. More than that, when it's not baked right, when we use the wrong formulations, when it's done in small kitchens that don't have the resources and the knowledge, a lot of that CBD is actually leaching out of the product. So not only are you getting all the inflammation and all the markers of unhealthy products in these types of goods, but you also aren't really getting the amount of CBD that you're told you're getting.
So like I'm envisioning it and I'm taking the muffin out of the pan and the muffin pan has like oil on the bottom.
Yes.
And that's what
it
is.
Can you imagine what is in that oil? Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah, unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable.
There's let me jump in real quick. There's
you're
a
the
couple
expert.
Of class action lawsuits. So I'm not going to get into any names, but it's really interesting to look online. There's a number of class action lawsuits against companies who are advertising one potency, one CBD content, but they're really selling another.
Yeah, you know, there's another thing that comes up about CBD delivery that we really haven't talked about, and I'm really not sure whether Veritas has a plan for that. I don't want to unleash more of your secrets. Actually, I do. You know, we've only got a minute left, so I'm going to ask you the question, then we're going to go around the horn with our break, and then we'll get the answer. The question is, how about smokable CBD? Mm-hmm. And with that, we'll talk about hemp flower, I guess is what you would call it.
Sure.
On the turn of the break, we'll sell some cars, and we'll be right back.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion.
I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine. Plowman, dig my earth. None will level on the mine. Nobody of it is worth.
Oh, yeah, we're rocking it out here. Derek's loving it. I'm loving it. We're going all along the watchtower there. Keep on rocking us, would you please, Regan? And the other person that rocks us is Warren Henry. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all great cars. And up in Gainesville, they have Audi. Down in the Keys, they've got all the great plans. I'm going to go down there and get me a Jeep, I think. I really want one of them fancy Jeeps, the rocking ones that are really, really gassed up. I'm thinking about that, especially given the sustainability issues we have here in South Florida. Hey, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because they all are great cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That's complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection. I'm going to go use that. I scraped it up against the curb the other day. Ugh, I hate that. Key replacement. Those are expensive keys to replace. Guaranteed repurchase. A guaranteed purchase offers. They'll buy your car even if you don't buy a car from them. Best value guarantee. They'll guarantee you that you're getting the best price from them. They'll pay the difference if you find a better offer. And a 72-hour exchange. You can take 3 full days to be certain you'll love your Warren Henry vehicle. I love these guys. So does my mom. She's a customer. So does my wife, my beautiful wife, Vivian. She's a customer. I am too. So join me, my wife, and my mom. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
No reason to get excited. The thing be kindly spoke. There are many here among us who feel that life is but a joke.
It's time to stop the hate and spread some love. You are beautiful, you're smart, you are awesome, and you never have to change for anybody. You have the voice and you have the power. We are so much stronger when we come together. It's your choice, so choose to be inspired. Choose to be accepting, be strong, be brave, be awesome, be daring, be kind. Choose kindness.
Okay, it's becoming year end. You need to close. You don't know where you're getting the money from, but I do. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. I'll help you close. I've got two clients that want to close, well, before December 1st. Can I do that with Thanksgiving in the middle? Darn tootin' I can. One guy's getting a bridge loan for his apartment site. The other guy is getting a investor loan for his condo that he's going to buy and flip. That's right, buy and flip. We know how to help you implement your real estate transactions. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Need help with your urban land? I'm the man. Just did Wynwood Yard. Also sold a deal in Wynwood to the Related Group and did another one with a private investor up in Fort Lauderdale. All three this year. Done 3 land deals. Let me help you get out of your land the right way. Maybe it's a JV. Maybe it's an outright sale. 305-773 or Jim at Freedom Business. Give me a call because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Yeah, we're back with one of my favorite thought leaders, Derek Thomas. Welcome back to the show to Derek and Veritas Farms. Veritas is the leading CBD producer in the United States. They've got a broad range of CBD products. We're talking about what you need to look for in a CBD product and what's coming in the future. Derek's loving life there. All right, Derek, so we're back, and we were talking about smokable hemp versus vaping. Two big issues today. I don't think most people have ever heard the term smokable hemp. What the heck does that mean?
Yeah, it's really interesting, the trend that's kind of evolving around there. And essentially, industrial hemp, the smokable version, it's interesting that it looks just like marijuana, but it doesn't get you high. So you still have those beautiful buds, the crystals, the colored flowers, and all of that.
Oh, my gosh.
It's just very low in THC and very high in all these other cannabinoids.
Does it taste the same, too?
I've heard that it tastes the same. I can't say.
Okay, no, I'm just asking. Yeah, sure. I'm just asking. Yeah. So that's great. So that sounds really tremendous. I first heard about that a couple of weeks ago. And from what I understand, you can smoke this and you get calmer, but you don't get high.
That's right. You do not get high. You essentially get all the benefits that you would get from CBD by ingesting it or by using it topically, only you're vaping.
And it's the entourage. Vaping or?
Sorry, vaping or combusting.
Okay. Either. So what's the scoop with vaping? Because everybody got all freaked out about vaping, but it turns out that it was all about black market stuff. You use only quality stuff in your pens, right?
We actually don't even make any pens. So here's the really interesting thing about combusting, about vaping, about any way that you take it into your lungs. It is the most efficient way to take cannabinoids into your body. It's almost immediately acting. It has the highest absorption rate, but it's also the least healthy. And that's because we're combusting, you know, we're filling our lungs with these other ingredients. So it's the most effective while being the least healthy. So there's this kind of continual conundrum about vaping and combusting.
Yeah, I found that the best approach is if you're really uptight, you do a little vaping, but you put it under your tongue with the tincture, and that really gives you the best of both. So we've been now, okay, now I've been outed. So, you know, I like the pen at home to get a quick pop because I just came up from traffic and that schmuck just cut me off and I can't take them anymore. But I got upstairs and now I want to calm down. So I hit the pen a little bit and then I can put it under my tongue. And then about a half hour later, forget it. Katie barred the door, right?
Yeah, that's how it'll work. And, you know, to go back to the vaping thing, it turned out the challenge there was the vitamin E, the synthetic vitamin E that was being used. Especially with the THC products. So I would encourage consumers who are vaping just to make sure you know what's in your product. Look for those ingredients that are causing this vape lung issue and stay away from that.
Yeah, the other thing is that some of these low-end black market vape pens may have components that may melt or give off a bad vape in their own regard. So I really think that it's important if you think that this is something that really can help you medically, that you go out, you get a doctor's card. The doctors will be very open with you. You'll get a card if you really need this. Then you go out. It takes about 3-4 weeks to go from high to the doctor to getting your card. And then you get your card, you go to the place, and you talk to the baristas or whatever you call them. Or how do they buy your products, Derek?
You can get our products at a number of major retailers. So we're actually available at Kroger, select CVS stores, Rite Aid. We're available in Winn-Dixie and Bed Bath & Beyond in South Florida. You can also get right from our website. And here's the cool thing about buying from our website. We will ship to you from the farm. That is how fresh and pure your products will be. They literally ship to you from the farm. Very cool, very unique. And also to go back to your point about vaping, it leads to that broader topic in the industry, which is if you want to get involved in CBDs, cannabinoid therapy, medical marijuana, you just need to do your due diligence. There's plenty of great actors in the space that have amazing products. You just need to be a little selective, especially until there's more federal regulation.
Yeah, you know, you say due diligence and you talk about federal regulation. They just came out with what, 200 pages of federal regulation on hemp?
Yeah, that's right. Now, that was on the farming side, so that's not going to impact consumers too much. When the FDA comes out with their guidance, that's when we're really going to see the different guidelines and metrics are going to be set for.
So the FDA, when do you expect that?
It's a great question. Nikki might have a better answer for that.
Yeah, she threw up her hands. She said her stuff will be ready in January.
Yeah.
You know, she said December, but I'm pushing to January because we all know how much gets done in December in this town.
That's true. Yeah.
So tell me about what your leading products are. I went to your website. I've cruised through it. I don't know anything about anything. I'm not informed about cannabinoids or CBD or anything. I just landed because I'm uptight and I want to try this. I heard it's good for me. What are your leading products for? Let's talk about anxiety.
You know, our leading product across the board is our tincture. It's one of the best tinctures in the industry, and the tincture is one of the best products in the industry.
What does that word mean?
Yeah, a tincture is, it's kind of an apothecary word that lingers around from the 1800s, but a tincture is essentially a drop or an oil. So it's a sublingual application. You put the oil under your tongue. It's absorbed in the glands in your throat, and you want to hold it there for about 90 seconds. And that's going to benefit both your neurological system, but also all those peripheral functions in your body as well. Mood and appetite, pain and other sensory inputs. So the tincture is by far the best product in the category. We have one of the best tinctures in the industry. We have the unflavored for those who like the earthy, citrusy, piney, kind of cannabis-y profile. But we also have a ton of great flavors too. We have peppermint, which is, you know, kind of sweet, kind of minty, totally masks the cannabis taste. We have a watermelon and a strawberry. We have a citrus.
Yeah, you sound like Jewel appealing to kids. What's going on here? Sorry to be a party pooper. How do you control kids not getting your stuff?
Sure. So, you know, you need to be 18 to purchase the products. Ultimately, there is no psychoactive effect. And, you know, I would counter that by saying Jewel's flavors were more like sour grape, fruity pebble punch. You know, our flavors are really catering more towards typical flavors, adults, just to mask the cannabis flavor. You know, our stuff doesn't taste like bubble gum, so to speak.
Okay, well, that's good. I really appreciate that. I'm sorry I had to delve into that somewhat testy issue, but I think it's important to get out the differentiation between you and the stuff that they get from their local person they call on the phone.
Absolutely. And veritas means truth in Latin, so we will never shy from the truth, whether it's our truth or just a pervasive truth in the industry.
Oh, that's tremendous. So, Derek, let's talk a little bit about you for a second. People all want to get into the cannabis business. You've been a thought leader in the cannabis business for a long time. How does somebody break into the cannabis business as an employee or a business person? What's a good way to get started?
You know, now's a great time. Being involved in cannabis over the past decade or so, in the beginning, it was very challenged to find talented people who wanted to kind of take the chance in this emerging industry. Now is still a great time. There's hundreds of startups, you know, there's thousands of entrepreneurs that have thriving businesses or just on the threshold of thriving. And the industry overall has so much more to grow, pun intended, but nationwide, worldwide. So it's really about identifying your talents and then pairing them up with an organization that needs those talents.
Yeah, and they're all growing. They do need those talents. And unlike the beginning of this, where it was all about big money verticals where it takes you $30 to $80 million to get started, now they're working hard to create a regulation regiment that will allow small business people from all over the state to get involved. I'm going to say it this way, especially focusing on minorities who have been left out so far. So I think there's incredible opportunities across the board. And Derek, what do you do to make sure your team is well informed about the different benefits of CBD? How do you train them?
We have a number of different programs in place. You know, of course, we have our kind of new hire orientation when someone comes on our team, but we also extend this out to our partners. So when we bring on a new retailer or when we bring on a new marketing partner or a new advertising agency, we give them that same education because it's so important that everyone has access to this knowledge.
Yeah, next we got to do Veritas University.
That would be amazing.
I think we should do that.
Yeah, we can have different curriculum.
I just gave them the idea. I'm on the road here. I'm on the record now. We got to do that. These baristas of marijuana need to really know what they're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You know, people walk into these stores and they go, well, I've got a hip problem or I've got insomnia, and they don't know what they're talking about.
No, absolutely not.
They have absolutely no way to know what they're talking about because nobody does know what they're talking about. Mm-hmm. It's impossible to know because the research really hasn't been done yet.
Exactly. Yeah. And so, it's, you know, it's the bud tenders, but it's also the chiropractors and the pharmacists and everyone else who is now involved in the industry because this is now an over-the-counter product at your local health food store.
So just in kind of closing, let's talk a little bit more about Veritas and the newest products to market for people that may have tuned in just now because it is lunchtime.
Yeah. What I love to remind people about Veritas is we own our own 140-acre farm and we own the entire process for the oil. Very rare in the industry. Most organizations are buying their oil from the same three or four farms domestically. A lot of times they have to go to Eastern Europe or Southeast Asia. And this is where questionable ingredients come into play. These long supply chains can cause degradation of the product. So that's where you really get the benefit of buying your oil from Veritas. Single sourced, everything is third party verified. We give you those third party tests and you know right where it comes from.
You know, there's only two or three good third party testing facilities in the country. Where do you get yours tested?
We use a couple of different labs. We use, I'm sorry, they just changed their name and they're going to kill me. Formerly Evio, now Kiasha, as I believe how they're pronouncing
well
it.
Well played.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Well played.
Former Evio, now Kiasha. They're out of Fort Lauderdale, and they're a big part of the Florida Hemp Council as well. So very, very, very important for the Florida hemp industry. Evio Labs. We also use Green Scientific. We use Pro Verde. We use a number of different labs to kind of keep everyone honest. We're also licensed, regulated, and tested by the Colorado Department of Agriculture.
Now, we're kind of out of time, so why don't you tell people your website and where they can find your products?
It's www.theveritasfarms.com. You can catch us on Instagram as well, Veritas Farms Official, Facebook too. Very, very active in social media, very active on email, so hit us up. We'll answer any questions you have and we'll help you kind of explore this cannabinoid opportunity.
We got to do a meet and greet out in the community one time where people just come up and they meet your folks out somewhere.
That
can we arrange
amazing.
That? I think that'd be tremendous.
You know, it could be like a see the farm in Miami kind of thing.
That's exactly my point. You know, come bring your folks. We could do a thing. I want to talk to you more about that. We'll talk to your marketing folks. They've been tremendous. I want to thank it's Drury,
thank you.
Right?
What's that?
The marketing folks are Drury, right?
Jewelry?
Drury with a D, I think it is. Anyway, I want to thank the folks that helped us get together today because you guys
DeRay.
Are... There you
DeRay
go.
DeRay and Company. Thank you, DeRay.
I always say it wrong, but they're tremendous. Yes. They bring you on, and they've just been great for us on this. I want to thank them so much. And, of course, I want to thank you, Derek. Derek Thomas and Veritas Farms for coming, and I look forward to having another interview with you maybe this year, maybe next year.
Great to be back.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Yeah, I love
thank
it
you very much.
Great
thank
to
you.
Back. It's my pleasure. We're going to go on now. We're going to talk affordable housing. We've got some thought leaders in affordable housing here today. We're going to talk to Roland Faith of the Faith Group. Coming up next, he's developing thousands of multifamily units here in South Florida on the affordable basis, and we're going to talk about how he's going to do it so you can afford to live in your own four-bedroom unit. My gosh, I got to hear more about this. Okay, let's go to break. All right, I'm not going to shout, I promise. I promise I'm not going to shout. But what I will do is I'll talk about my good friends at Warren Henry. That's right, high five to Larry, Abe, and the rest of the team, Eric over at Warren Henry. And hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, Audis. Awesome cars, those Audis. Down in the Keys, they got everything. Like I always say, I want to go down there and get a Jeep. I just got to have a Jeep. I really want one. I want one. I'll get one that's comfortable for an old man like me, you know? So make sure that you get down there because all the cars have the Warren Henry advantage. That means they come with complimentary service loaners, the dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, best value guarantee, and of course, the 72-hour exchange. You get 3 days to make sure that you love your Warren Henry vehicle. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Ugly.
Stupid.
Dweeb.
Useless. Weird.
Slow.
Things that should never be said.
Shut it down.
We are all beautiful.
We are strong.
We are powerful.
Be loud.
Be proud.
We have the power to put an end to bullying.
So go ahead. Be you. Be bold.
Be different.
Be brave.
Choose to stand up against bullies.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
Hey, that's right. It's year end and I can help you with your real estate capital. Need to close by year end? Done deal. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. One person makes the decision. We can commit that day. We can close in a week. Sound too good to be true? It's not. We do $100 million of this stuff every year. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Maybe you're an investor and you need to close that condo right away. They're pressuring you to close. Call me at 305-773-6300. Maybe you need a bridge loan on the land that you're going to develop next year. Call me, 305-773-6300. Maybe you need some money to help you develop that project. I do that too. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, the folks are commenting that peppermint's their favorite flavor for Veritas, so hopefully anybody who likes peppermint, go out there and see Veritas. We're on with one of my old friends now, Roland Faith. Roland, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
Now, Roland is here because I went out and I saw one of his projects the other day, and it blew my mind. Roland is developing affordable housing in Miami-Dade County. I thought that was an oxymoron, but it's not. So welcome to the show, Roland, and let's talk a little bit about what you guys are doing.
Well, thanks, Jim. Look, as far as we're concerned, you know, we've been here in Miami for 14, 15 years now, and we're always looking to be ahead of the curve. One of the biggest areas that we always wanted to get into was multifamily units. Looking and searching and seeing how the price is just flying high in that industry, in that sector, just drove us crazy. Anyway, we found and we searched, and luckily for us, we found Brickless Construction Corporation. And I would like to say we've now become innovators of what's going to be happening here in Miami, Florida.
Yeah, I went out there. I couldn't believe it. I went out there with your partner, Jacob. I guess he's your operations partner, you being the financial guys. And high five to him for meeting me and getting me out there. It blew my mind. They're up there. They're doing the rebar. They're putting a package in the rebar. They're doing the pad. They're doing it all. They're going to finish it in a week. Blew my mind.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, the greatest thing about this concept is that literally you're doing your rough, you're doing your build, everything in one shot, and then literally getting that inspected by the inspector, and you don't see that inspector until the final inspection.
You know, I was going through the campaign, and everybody was talking to me about how we're going to do affordable housing. They want an inclusionary zoning. They want to have an up zoning. The reality is none of that really gives you an easier way to make money on it. It becomes a way that the public needs to invest to buy down your deal, so the public's really paying for it. In this case, it's all on the private sector, because this is the part that the developers had always been suggesting to me. Find a way to streamline the process. We'll deliver affordable housing if we can get it built quick, permitted quick, inspected quick. It'll save us millions, and we'll help you do affordable housing that way. Sounds like that's the formula you guys use.
For sure. You know, the public way to building multifamily housing beforehand had its real nuances in place. We found the ways of getting around it, but making sure that the cities and the counties accepted every way that we moved.
Now let's talk about the type of housing you do, because affordable housing is a very broad term. It goes everywhere from take me off the street to the mid-level executive that wants to live in the high-end urban area but can't. What exactly are you guys addressing as far as the spectrum of affordability?
Well, I mean, basically what we're trying to do is give the end consumer the same price per unit that they would be paying a month for a bigger living space. People are getting used to 800 square feet, 1,000 square feet a unit. But basically with our products, we can get the same price for 1,500 square feet.
Yeah, and beyond that, you're giving people, if I recall correctly, 4-bedroom units. I've never even seen that in this town.
Well, that's the key to our success. We're looking for the families to not only have their sons and daughters and in the houses, but also be able to bring their mother-in-laws or father-in-laws in there to make sure it's a real family affair.
Yeah, or even the first-time home buyer, they could use it as an office, or somebody that's a little older, use it as an office. And these aren't just stripped-down units either. They come with beautiful amenities and beautiful packages for the interiors. Tell me a little bit about the amenities.
Well, we soup it up full soup to nuts on every single property that we do. The kitchens are granite. We have fully customized washers and dryers in those units. We got marble tile floors in every unit as well. We've really made sure that the end product is something the consumer is looking for.
Yeah, if I recall, isn't there a bedroom on the ground floor also, which Granny could use that. She doesn't have to go up the stairs.
Well, not only can she use that, she has her own exit and entrance. So, you know, it sort of soups, it bodes well for everybody.
Yeah, well, if not just for Granny, but for the high school, werewolf too. You put that kid in there so you never have to worry about him.
Yeah,
exactly. Or her.
Listen, you got multi-use for that unit. You know, you mentioned it yourself. You know, as an office, it could also be used as an office. You know, I think we're trying to think outside the box to ensure that our product has the flexibility to be used by all.
Now, I met your team too. Are these for sale or are these for lease? What are these units?
Well, I mean, we do a wide range of product. I mean, we currently now have two on the go. We have the multi family that we're building, and we're literally about to finish our first tower. And I think that's one of the things that you've seen. And I hope to take you out there in the next month or so, just to see you, just to see the whole thing finished already.
100%. After this, I didn't want to post it right up front, but we'll post a couple of pictures of my trip with Jacob, and people will lose their mind. I don't want to give away all your secrets, though. Part of the secret is the sauce and the cooking there.
Thank you. But yeah, so also we've got our single family homes as well, townhouses that we're doing too. We've got many projects on the go, which we're looking to build out in April. The success of this is really showing well in the community, and people getting very, very excited.
What excited me was when I went into the sales center and saw the little stickies on all the units. I know that the salespeople like that too. Let's take a step back for a minute, and let's talk a little bit about the Faith Group, because I think that's a perfect name for your company, which is really a family office. It's a single family that's gotten together. I'm not going to say the names of the different individuals. I'll leave that to you if you want to say their names.
Thanks.
But it's just a beautiful group of people that projects the most positive energy. I love walking through the office and feeling the energy. I had two chocolates last night. Tell him I had two chocolates. Don't tell my wife, but you could tell him I had two chocolates. And so, you know, I've seen you. I've known you guys now for almost 20 years since you came to town. And it's wonderful to see the growth in the family, because to me, what this is all about now is creating a cash flow and an asset base for the next generation, because isn't that what we're all about?
For sure. You hit the nail on the head, Jim. I mean, look, our family has really been brought together from the older generation, and I'll make sure I mention to Kevin that you ate his chocolates, and he'll be very happy. You know, from Kevin being the CEO of the company, he's made sure that we lead the next generation as we are today. We're one very, very happy family. We're a united family. We believe that being together makes us stronger. You know, we're always looking for that solution to the community. We are very community based, and I think that's the reason why we decided to look at the affordable housing as being one of our main innovations going into the next decade.
You know, that's tremendous, because what I've seen is that the families that I work with, the real important thing is to make sure that there's vertically integrated understanding of what the family business is, but also to make sure that they create assets of two types, assets that they can use for current cash flow. But the most difficult thing to find in today's world is a good asset that you can hold on for 20 or 30 years that can provide good solid cash flow. And when I walked into those units, we didn't even talk about it. There's no drywall. Why is there no drywall?
Well, that's one of our biggest secrets, but it's...
Well, then don't tell it. Don't tell it. I pounded on those walls. So I almost broke my hand.
But exactly, because you saw it like drywall. That's the secret. You know, when you look at our buildings, you will not see any difference to what you would get on the outside market. The only difference you get is basically the price. And the price is at least 30 to 40% cheaper than the average.
And they're extraordinarily sustainable and strong. Let's talk about your roof system, which is just a big slab of concrete that sits on the top. That ain't going anywhere in a hurricane.
Oh, for sure not. You know, being in Miami, you got to be one step ahead, and thankfully we haven't been hit by anything really in the last 5 or 6 years. But you know, that doesn't say it's not going to happen, and we got to make sure that we stick in with code and make sure that we get these buildings hurricane proof.
And they got tile floors, so if God forbid there's a little broken window, there's no big deal on the floor. I mean, this is great. I mean, this is tremendous. And what part of town do you guys typically get your buyers from? Because you're down south. Do people come south to buy from you?
Well, so as far as we're concerned, look, I mean, you mentioned about windows. All our windows are hurricane proof as well. You know, we've gone and made sure that we've decked our product with the best in every area. So the main area that we saw of growth in is literally south of Kendall, which is an area called Naranja. And we have seen...
Well pronounced.
Thank you.
For a guy with the British accent. You even got the "ch" in there.
Yeah, it's my Jewish roots. You know?
I love you, man. You're the best. Jacob's cracking up over here. I'm not going to show you, Jacob. Don't worry. Not until the end.
But, you know, Naranja we see is really becoming a real suburb of Kendall.
For Miamians, that's Naranja.
Or if we want to call it orange. You know?
There you go. It's the orange part of town. Listen, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to have some more laughs with my favorite development family here, the Faith Group. We're going to come right back. We'll talk a little, sell a couple of cars. We'll come back. We'll talk affordable housing, because the reality is I was down there. This is a place, if you're a police officer, if you're a school teacher, if you're somebody that works for one of the municipalities, this is a tremendous place to live. You'll be able to raise your whole family. You'll never have to move. They've got pools. He didn't want to talk about that, but they got pools. They're close to transit. It really is a well thought out community, and they're doing some great things down there, and they're just getting started. So Reagan, take us away. We'll be back. We're going to talk more about what got them into this, what they see coming, and what some of the new innovations they're bringing to affordable housing are. Reagan, play it. Robert Plant, but I do know the words. All right. Hey, everybody. I know who else I'm not. I'm not Larry Zinn. I'm not Abe. I'm not Eric. Those are my car guys. I need a car. That's who I call. That's who you should call, too. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to call Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they've got Audi. Down in the Keys, they've got them all. Like I say, that's where I'm going to get my Jeep. We're going to go down there and try those out. That's right. Hey, what do they all have in common? Well, they're all great cars, and they all come with a Warren Henry advantage. And that's complimentary service loaners. When you take your car in for service, dynamic wheel protection. We all scratch our cars trying to park on the wheels. We all know that. Key replacement. You ever try to replace one of those expensive $100 keys? Guaranteed purchase offer. Hey, you can bring them your car. They'll buy it. You don't have to buy from them. Best value guarantee. That's right. If you buy in a better deal, well, they'll give you the difference. And the 72-hour exchange. If you don't like your car for 3 days, well, then you can bring it back. Doesn't really happen. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best service, always the best price, always Warren Henry.
Time to stop the hate and spread some love. You are beautiful, you're smart, you are awesome, and you never have to change for anybody. You have the voice and you have the power. We are so much stronger when we come together. It's your choice, so choose to be inspired. Choose to be accepting, be strong, be brave, be awesome, be daring, be kind. Choose kindness.
Hey, it's that time of year. It's year end and everybody's hair's on fire. If they got hair, you guys don't have hair, but I do. So if your hair's on fire because you got to close by year end, call me, email me. You got it. Jim Freed, 305-773-6300. Jim at Freed on Business. Why are you going to email me? Why are you going to call me? Because I can help. I can help. I've got two clients I'm helping right now. One needs a bridge loan. The other needs an acquisition loan. I want to help them both. One's an investor from overseas buying an investment condo on Miami Beach from one of my good friends. Yeah, I can help them. And I've got another person that looks to close their bridge loan by year end. That doesn't even count the equity that I'm bringing to the apartment deal, $14 million, and the loan that I'm doing for my healthcare client. One is $35 million and the other is $11 million. So we got a big year coming up. I hope you can be part of it too. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business.
To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are having a great time today. We started it out with my friends from the Veritas Farms. Derek Thomas brought us some good stuff, talked about the ins and outs of hemp and CBD. Now we're talking affordable housing with some of my good friends from the Faith Group. We've got Jacob here, who refuses to go on camera, and we've got Roland, who's doing all the talking. So, Roland, now that you're cracking up and having a good time, which is what this is really all about, tell us a little bit why you decided to go into the affordable housing sector. You guys could pick whatever you want to do. You bought some cash flow. And then how did you decide you wanted to go into development? I bet it has something about better yields.
Listen, it's not real. We're here for the long term. And I think one of the things that you have to realize being in Miami is what's going to be here for the long term. We've seen lots of... it's been a roller coaster over the last 20, 25 years in South Florida in this market.
Oh, 100%. But the only thing that you know for sure is that your apartments are going to get filled up. In the worst case scenario, you got to drop rents a little bit to fill them up. Once people go into these units, they are never leaving. They're not going to find a four-bedroom format anywhere else. And beyond that, once we go through a storm, these are also built on a high area of Dade County, are they not?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, not only is it high end of Dade County, it's also a very densely populated part of Dade County.
So it's a housing is needed. Now you're also really close to the bus route, correct?
Bus route. We're close to the military base. We're close to Homestead Hospital. We're close to everything that the needs of the community and.
So really what you've done is you've taken a look at the opportunity, and really, I don't want to say public service, but it almost really is, because people can't find a place to live today. And what you guys have done is found a construction methodology that saves time, saves money, and then that allows you to deliver something, and you're not big hogs and pigs and all that other. I forget which one gets slaughtered and the other one gets fat, but the reality is that you're leaving something on the table for the people that buy from you.
Listen, we've built our name in the last 20 years. Our name is something that we hold very highly. We want to be part of the community. We want to be part of future communities. We're currently working with a lot of cities that have suddenly seen what we can actually build, and they're actually looking in awe of what we're doing. We're hopeful with that success of building that first tower, which is imminent, that they're going to actually use us to help them also in areas that they need their multifamily houses.
Wow, I'll tell you, this is just something that's really exciting to be a part of, because it's not only about making money, it's also about leaving your legacy. And if you can leave a legacy where you've really helped the community to be improved, especially people that you're not going to meet necessarily face to face, that's the highest form of good deeds as far as I'm concerned. And I want to really say that I want to thank you guys for being involved in our community in this way. Most people wouldn't necessarily do that. And the difference between you and some of the other groups is you also have staying power. In fact, that's the most important part of real estate, and that's what makes somebody a good partner, is that they have staying power. Let's talk a little bit about some of the other things that you're looking to do down the road. You've done some affordable housing here. You're looking in some of the other markets and some other municipalities. I know Jacob probably sleeps in his car going to the other places. Let's talk a little bit about your team. Your team is family-based. You run capital. Jacob runs operations. Kevin oversees everything. The person that introduced us is Roy. Let's talk a little bit about what Roy does there. What does Roy do?
I mean, look, first of all, we're one big happy family, right? So we all do everything. You know, we work together as a team, and that's what makes us successful. But we all also have to have a job role that basically makes sure that we get things done.
Yes.
So Roy's basically pioneered the realty arm of our corporation. And over the last 3 or 4 years, you've seen ourselves planted in certain areas of Dade County. He's doing a great job there. He's building a team of maybe about 70 to 100 people now that's working as agents underneath them.
That's tremendous.
We're commercial, we're residential. We are looking mainly at office, and one of our biggest forefronts are now medical.
Medical office.
Correct. Medical
office. Talk. We need to talk. I'm doing all these healthcare deals. Oy vey, we got great things to do. And that's another thing where you really help the community too.
Well, sure. I mean, that's, you know, on aside from the fact that I'm looking after the affordable housing, we can, and hopefully you'll invite me onto your show another time.
Well, we'll see. It all depends on how Jacob does over there.
And we can talk about the healthcare initiatives that we're also doing.
Oh, I'd love to do that. I'd love to talk about the healthcare initiatives, first off the radio and then on the radio.
But yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about, I want to talk about the family office concept here. Mm-hmm. You've come together, you've kept the family together. The family really is focused on creating both cash flow and long-term asset plays. And you've done that now with entrepreneurial capital. So to me, the next step is institutional capital.
For sure. I mean, look, we can't do everything. We're going to need some allies and people in front. And once we show everybody what we can do, we're definitely going to be putting it out there for everybody to see.
I really think that this is a great story for institutional capital because you have an alignment of interests with them. You can either go short or long. You can hold or sell. But beyond that, you provide them with an incredible organizational dynamic that they want to have. They need capital deployment vehicles. Yes, there's a lot of capital deployment vehicles, but in today's world, they're also looking for them with a social conscience, and that seems to be what you guys have here.
Yeah, look, I mean, capital deployment is a huge factor in any industry. But what we have seen and what we are starting to see is a lot of people knocking on our doors looking to get involved with us. And like I said, we've built our name over the last 20 years. People are comfortable putting their money with us, but we want to make sure we're comfortable giving them the product that they're looking for.
Roland Faith, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show and talking about how private sector, without any government funding or assistance, is still able to deliver affordable housing. To me, you guys are heroes in our community. I really look forward to working with you because, to me, the number one problem after sustainability is affordable housing. And affordable housing that's sustainable, which is what you guys are building, is, to me, the most important component of our society right now. And then to be able to deliver it on time, on budget, actually below budget, at a transportation route in the middle of an employment center is, to me, the magic cookie. And I really look forward to working with you to help you guys expand your company. It's really something that I'm proud to have, after 20 years, earned the right to be part of the family to some degree. And I'm looking forward to continue to work with you. I want to thank Kevin, of course, for the delicious chocolates that he gave. Sonny, I only had two. They're really small. They're really small. But they were tremendous. Yeah. Of course, you know, I want to thank Roland Faith for coming in today. I want to thank Derek Johnson, Veritas Farms, for coming in. I want to thank Jacob, who's filmed the whole thing, and make sure that I hear Waze in Persian. That's right, Waze is in Persian. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. Unbelievable. So you see, you learn a lot of things when you go travel around with the Faith Group. So next week, we're going to have our holiday show. We're going to have a great show. We're going to have Casey Conway. He recently spoke at the NAI event. I did a half-hour interview with Casey that we're going to play for Thanksgiving. And then we'll talk the second half of the show about why we give thanks. It'll be on Wednesday. It'll be played the whole time. You know, Regan, maybe you can work up something. I know what you give thanks for, a little people. I know that, Dennis. You're an amazing man.
That's right.
I love you, man. And so, you know, think about it. Send me your emails. Text me what you're thankful for. But the reality is, I think that what we're all thankful for, if we really look back, is each other. I think if we can be thankful for each other and treat each other with respect, then we'll be able to move forward together in life in a happier way. You know, you're on the road, you're in your office, you really can't do something about the external factors, so you have to turn a little bit inwardly. But when you get the opportunity to work with people that really help you define who you are and feel better about yourself and get you involved in the community, that's what you're thankful for. On my end, I ran for city commission this year. I was thankful for that. But beyond that, I was thankful for the people I met, especially the group I met at the Church of Christ in Coconut Grove. We were able to donate for their food drive. We were able to serve up on one of their Saturday events, and we were able to give them turkeys for their holiday giveaway. You know, it's a group that I had never been familiar with before, and it really makes me feel good to be able to work with a group that's less fortunate than I am. So I want everybody to think about what you're going to do for Thanksgiving. You don't have to tell me now. You don't even have to do it now. But make it something active and special. Touch somebody that you really wouldn't normally touch. Be nice to that person. person that's sitting there in the middle of the highway that's a little bit messed up because they didn't have their meds and asking you for money. Be nice to everybody. For one day, don't hit the horn. In fact, I'm going to make a well, I can't do that, but I'll try not to hit the horn. So this is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Remember, it'll look for us next week on 880thebiz.com. Thank you. At noon, we're the noon show on 880 The Biz. We're on every day. This will be replayed. If you'd like more information on how to get on, give me a tweet or an email or something. But the reality is that the show is all about the people that I meet in my life, because I make it so that I only meet people with positive energy, because that's who I like to bring to you. So have a positive week. Remember, I want to thank everybody that listened. I want to thank our sponsors, Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL Alumni Association, Creco AI, Carson International, the Turkel Brands, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. I said Warren Henry, I should say it 10 times. I love those guys. But the person I want to thank most is you, my listener. Please go to our Facebook page, like our show, tell your friends. Join our community, give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. Tweet at Jim Fried at Fried on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, the website, freedombusiness.com. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us on 880 next Wednesday at noon. Why? Because I just love doing this. Remember, we'll have Casey Conway on. He's tremendous, and so are you. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. High five to South Florida's first responders. I'm out of here.